Once again, from Psalm 63, we read, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and a thirsty land where no water is. Again, let us emphasize the first portion of this passage. Early will I seek thee. In recent broadcasts, we have been emphasizing how important it is for each and every child of God, you included, friend of mine, to have that, whatever you want to call it, the morning watch, the daily quiet time, a personal devotion with the Lord Jesus. And on our previous broadcast, we mentioned that over the years we have been blessed by others' suggestions concerning this daily quiet time. And with young Christians in mind, especially boys and girls who have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ in some of our summer camps, we have prepared this little leaflet entitled Suggestions for a Daily Devotional or Quiet Time with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have offered this to all of our listeners who will write in. In our last broadcast, we took up half of this little outline and suggested ways by which you can get more from your Bible reading by answering some questions on each passage or chapter. Now, as I said, that was on our last broadcast. And we don't have time to go into that and also give you the other half this morning. So if you didn't hear our previous broadcast, write us and we'll mail you one of these sheets. But now, what do you do with that last half of the 7-minute devotional that we suggested as a starter? Be rest assured, 7 minutes is not enough time to spend alone every day with the Lord Jesus. But it's a whole lot better than nothing. And it's a good place to start. The first 3.5 minutes are to be spent in the Word of God, reading, studying, mulling over, meditating upon it, and answering as many of those questions as possible. But now what about the last half of your daily quiet time? This is a time that is to be spent talking to the Lord. In the first half of your quiet time, He talks to you through the Bible, through the living Word. And now it's suggested you come to Him in prayer. And it might be broken down, even those short 3.5 or 4 minutes, into 4 letters, A-C-T-S, acts. First, the A is for adoration. This is just telling God that you love Him and why. Try it. He will appreciate it, and friend, it will bless your own soul. How you love to have children tell you, if you're a parent, that they love you. If you have a wife or a husband, you love to hear those words from them, a sweetheart, I love you. And friend of mine, God loves to hear you say, yes, I love you for first loving me. The C stands for confession, which is simply admitting that what God says and knows about you is true. We don't have to beg Him to forgive us, for He promises to forgive us if we as Christians will confess it. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The T stands for thanksgiving. There's no end to the things for which we can give thanks. You'll have to try it. We don't have time to elaborate. And finally, the S is for supplication, which is just praying for others. Make yourself a prayer list and put on it the names of your loved ones, Christian friends, the sick, the lost, the missionaries, preachers, your Sunday school teacher. Put me on your prayer list. I'll appreciate it so much. Pray for our nation's leaders. And then one final suggestion. As the Lord gives you blessings from the Bible, His holy word, share it with a friend. It will bless them and it will bless you. Get yourself a prayer partner. Pray together. Lay hold upon God for blessing, for revival, for the lost, and then claim the promises of God, such as we find throughout the Word of God. For example, in John 14 and verse 14, we read, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. In John 15 and 7, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, it shall be done unto you. And many others. Friend of mine, if you haven't had that quiet time alone with God in the past, start it today. And to be sure, you'll never be sorry. Amen.